Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's bring it a little closer to home. You know, we had a favorite restaurant in this building. Sadly, it's one of many that is gone now, and I don't know if it'll come back, Mexican restaurant. But when I would buy my breakfast burrito or whatever it was, I'd come back upstairs and I'd have about a pound of forks and napkins and packets of salt and pepper, all things really that I did not want or need, but they stuffed the bags with them. They pre-stuffed the bags, so I couldn't really ask them to take them out. Anyway, there's a move now in the Chicago City Council that would, in a way, make that illegal. And one of the sponsors is Alderwoman Samantha Nugent, who joins us on a phone line now. Alderwoman, welcome.
Oh, good afternoon. It's good to be here.
Have we met before?
I believe we have.
Okay, I thought we did. So just a little backstory. I knew the Alderwoman's in-laws before she did, but we share mutual family and things like that. Okay, I'm interested in this idea. Tell me about the need for it and whether or not you think it'll pass in the city council.
Sure. Well, you hit the nail on the head when you were talking about ordering food and getting all these extra items. What I'm looking to do here is encourage good behavior. And what this ordinance would do would be to have restaurateurs ask you questions if you're ordering takeout or delivery. For example, do you need napkins? Do you need cutlery or ketchup? And what it does is it will hopefully reduce our waste and save the restaurateurs a little bit of money.
I was going to say, it would seem to me that aside from the inconvenience, maybe, it would be good for the restaurateurs because they wouldn't be spending as much on those packets of ketchup or mustard that, the kids just stomp on at school.
You know, you're absolutely right. And what I'm looking to do is really just move the needle in the right direction. We have just a tremendous amount of waste here in the city, and there's some evidence that shows we've had a lot more single-use item waste, particularly with all the takeout and delivery during COVID. And so I worked with the Illinois Restaurant Association to create this ordinance to move the needle in the right direction.
But Alderwoman, it wouldn't be something that would be enforced, right? So in the end, what's this really about, or what will it accomplish?
Sure. Well, look, I'm not looking to penalize restaurants right now. We've come out of a pandemic, and I want to see those guys get back on their feet. But we can encourage good behavior. We can codify this good behavior in law and hopefully save these guys some money.
I think it was Alderman Wagasback who earlier was proposing maybe a ban on foam food containers altogether. Your plan falls short of that. I would imagine that was intentional.
Yeah, that is correct. And actually, Chairman Wagasback is supporting my ordinance. He doesn't have any problems with this slower approach. And I work with him on a lot of stuff in council, and I think he and I are both looking to encourage less waste here in the city.
Do you think the foam containers will one day be voted out?
You know, I think at some point it'll probably have to be addressed.
Okay. A lot of talk about what's been going on in the Chicago City Council. The meeting yesterday, there will be one tomorrow. And maybe the headline, I would imagine, is that it looks like there's a deal now on Lakeshore Drive where they would name it after DuSable, but in a way that the roadway probably will still be known as Lakeshore Drive. I'm just wondering what you think of that idea.
Well, most of the calls that I'm getting into my ward office have to do with public safety and turning around our economy following this pandemic. And I think we really have to focus on those things. There's definitely a lot of talk about the renaming of Lakeshore Drive, but that isn't the top concern in the 39th Ward right now.
Will you vote for that compromise if it comes up tomorrow?
You know, I haven't gotten anything in my email yet, so I'm going to have to see what the legislation looks like.
You don't want to do hypotheticals for me?
I'd prefer not to, my friend.
Alderwoman Samantha Nugent is our guest. And listen, it was great to talk to you again, and best to you and your family. I appreciate it.
Thanks. You too. Have a great one.
You bet. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.